Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fearless by Robin Alexander, narrated by Lori Prince. Chapter 1. You are never happy with anything, Fallon White snapped after listening to her girlfriend gripe for a solid 20 minutes. Leanne Daigle poked her head out of the bathroom and glared at Fallon. This was supposed to be a lesbian cruise. Not some LGBT mixer on a regular ship. It's not a mixer. I haven't run into one person on board who isn't gay, Fallon argued. This was a gift, a surprise I paid a lot of money for, and you won't even try to make the best of it because it's not exactly what you wanted. We talked about going on a lesbian cruise, and that's what I thought we were going on when I took off work, Leanne said angrily as she scrubbed at the makeup on her face. Now I've wasted my vacation time for this year. For the 100th time, I couldn't make your schedule work with the one for the lesbian cruise. It's still a vacation. I missed snorkeling with the stingrays because I sat in this room with you all day begging your forgiveness for taking you on a trip you didn't have to pay for. It was supposed to be a romantic trip, and you brought friends, Leanne spat out. Angela is the one that discovered this cruise line was going to be an LGBT cruise. She had already booked a trip with Mandy. We aren't sharing a cabin with them, and they don't expect us to go everywhere with them. This could have been a romantic trip, but you decided to piss all over it. When you're with Angela, you act like an idiot. Exhibit A, you spent $300 on a giant roll of plastic and cooking oil. So you and your friends could slip and slide all over the backyard like a bunch of kids, Leanne said with fire in her eyes. Then Angela had to take you to the hospital when you broke through the fence and impaled yourself on a piece of wood. On top of all that, you killed the damn grass. Fallon held up a finger. Angela had nothing to do with the planning or the shopping. She simply helped me spread out the plastic and pour the oil. I don't need her assistance to be an idiot, and that was over a year ago. You bring it up all the time like it just happened. I'm much less of an idiot these days, and you won't admit it. Living with you is like being in the circus. On my ride home from work each day, I wonder what I'm going to find in the house. Ducks? An alligator carcass? It was a skin, not a whole gator. Fallon jumped off the bed to her feet. I haven't brought home anything but groceries in ages. I'm so damn tired of you refusing to acknowledge that. Leanne jabbed a finger at Fallon. You've made me live a life of worrying and wondering. I have to constantly steel myself for what might happen next. You haven't changed. This cruise is a prime example of that. We talked about taking a lesbian cruise, and you tell me one day you book one. You left out the part about it not being lesbian at all, and that's how you operate. There are a lot of lesbians on this ship. If you were looking forward to it being a romantic trip, then why do you need to be completely surrounded by other lesbians? That's not the point. You make a decision and expect me to be happy with it, and I'm seldom happy anymore, Leanne snapped. Fallon shook her head as all the fight drained out of her. There is no point to this. Neither of us is happy. We're both being fools by pretending that our relationship is gonna get any better. I can't keep living like this. When we get home, I'm moving back to my apartment. Leanne threw up her hands. If you would just try to act like an adult, we could get along. I am an adult. I work, I pay bills, I keep up with the yard, the grocery shopping, picking up your dry cleaning, I'm home every night, I put aside things I like to do to make you happy, and it's never enough! Fallon patted her chest. I am an adult, but I am not the adult you want. I can't please you, and I'm so fucking tired of trying and failing. Fine, Leanne said coolly. She went into the bathroom and slammed the door behind her. I just ate an entire order of large onion rings, Fallon said with a look of pride when her best friend, Angela Dalton, joined her at the bar. Angela stared at the empty, greasy plate in front of Fallon with disgust.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Leanne hates onion rings, and I haven't eaten even one in 2 years. I needed to make up for lost time in rings.
Oh,
Angela said with a nod as she took a seat on the stool beside Fallon.
You're just gonna poke the bear, huh?
No matter what I do, I piss off that bear, and that's why we broke up. Angela sighed as she motioned for the bartender.
I'm not surprised. This has been a long time coming. What are you drinking?
Rum punch.
2 rum punches, please.
Angela handed her key card to the bartender when he set a napkin on the bar in front of her. She gazed at Fallon and put a hand on her shoulder.
Are you okay?
I feel like I've just been released from prison.
Fallon shrugged. I knew this day was coming, and I thought it would hurt, but I don't feel anything but numb. Or better yet, resolved.
The sun is shining down on me, and I'm free.
It's almost 9 o'clock at night, and that's the stars shining on you. How much punch have you had?
Angela quipped, trying to get a laugh out of Fallon.
You get the gist. You admitted to me that for the last 6 months, there's been no intimacy in your relationship. Frankly, I think that's when y'all broke up, and you just made it official tonight. You've had 6 months to adjust and mourn, and I suspect that's why you really don't feel anything now.
I'm sorry it happened on a vacation you paid a fortune for.
That was actually an accidental stroke of genius on my part,
Fallon said with a laugh and sobered quickly. At home, I was constantly reminded of the short period of time when we first got together and things were great. I kept thinking we might find that again. But away from all the memories, I was able to see the truth very clearly. She glanced at Angela, who looked sad.
Please don't feel sorry for me.
I'm doing my best not to be insensitive to your situation, but I really want to dance and sing. It's been hard to sit back and watch my best friend allow someone else to choke the life out of her,
Angela said as the bartender served their drinks.
You go ahead and celebrate your freedom. You've paid your dues and then some.
Amen, sister,
Fallon said with a smile and took a big sip of her punch.
We never can get on the same cycle of being single at the same time. Now you have Mandy.
You think you'll get serious with her? Angela nodded.
It's been a great 3 months, and I have high hopes. She's different. I've never dated anyone so laid back. If I've had a bad day at work and I tell her I need time to myself, she doesn't sweat that. She doesn't ask me if I'm mad at her or get her feelings hurt. She gets it. And she likes to be by herself sometimes, too. She doesn't get bent out of shape when I want to do something alone with you. She just does her own thing. I really think she could be the one.
Where is Mandy?
She's taking a jewelry-making class, Angela said and frowned.
I tried to join in, but I kept dropping my puka shells. I couldn't string them to save my life.
She sent me to the excursion desk to see if there was anything I wanted to do when we get to Roatan tomorrow. I spotted you through the window on the way. I haven't seen you but once since we left New Orleans, so I pounced.
She took a sip of her drink and smacked her lips.
The punch is tasty.
Yeah,
it's good,
Fallon agreed.
I'm gonna have a lot more of these.
After Mandy's class, we're gonna go to a show. Why don't you come with us?
I'm not really in the mood, but thanks, Fallon said with a smile. I just want to sit here and drink my punch. I've been with the bear for the last couple of days on the quiet deck at the ass end of the ship. I haven't even explored.
Did you even get off the boat at the ports we visited?
Angela asked with a frown.
Hell no. Leanne said she didn't feel safe. We're doing something exciting in Roatan tomorrow. Do you want input on the excursion or do you want me to surprise you?
Angela asked. Fallon's eyes lit up.
Surprise me. You'll need my key card for my ticket.
No, this is on me,
Angela said and stopped Fallon from reaching into the pocket of her shorts.
You're always springing for our adventures. Let me do this. We have a little couch in our cabin that makes into a bed. Why don't you bunk with us tonight?
No way, Fallon laughed. You've only been with Mandy a few months. I know what's going on in your room.
I've a couch in mine, too. She gave Angela a hug and patted her cheek.
Just knowing you're on board if I need you is enough. Go enjoy your night.
Okay, but you need to remember that you don't have a big tolerance for booze, so take it easy on the punch. We get into Roatan at 9 tomorrow morning, so be ready to roll. Also, you need to gargle with that punch. You smell like a fried onion. Haley Hollis groaned when she saw the Do Not Disturb placard hanging on the handle of her cabin door, and it was after midnight. Her roommate's moaning carried out into the hall and caught the attention of two men as they passed. Haley smiled at them sardonically. "Until now, I didn't know what a peacock in heat sounded like." She pounded on the door.
"Erin! Next time you hook up, go to her room for a change!"
Haley stomped down the hallway and took the first exit to the outer deck. She shoved through the door, took two steps outside, and collided with a woman holding a very large frozen drink. Haley felt the cold liquid soaking the front of her shorts and shirt and completely lost her mind.
"Really?" she bellowed. "Why is it that everyone on this ship can't do anything without being sloppy drunk? You're gonna pay to have my clothes laundered."
"Hi, my name is Fallon, and it's so nice to meet you, asshole. Your life would probably be a lot sweeter if you were hammered, too. That's just a tip, because yes, I am drunk, but I'm not acting like a Doberman with distemper after our little accident. For the record, you ran into me, and you owe me a drink."
Haley glared at Fallon. "You're wobbling back and forth. You don't need to drink anymore."
"We're on a ship, and it's rocking. You're... waffles. Two,
wait, did you say wobble, or was it waffle? I wonder if they have waffles on the buffet now." Fallon jerked a thumb toward the rear of the ship.
"Back on topic. Carry your judgmental ass that way and get me another drink."
She held up a finger.
"Wait, no. The bar is in the front."
"You mean the bow?" Haley said sarcastically as she brushed a piece of pineapple from her shirt. "You ran into me, and I'm not buying you anything. What's your cabin number so I'll know where to send the bill for my laundry?"
"It's 666, and Satan's in there right now, so you should drop by and hang out with her since you two seem to have the same personality."
Fallon slurred.
"The drink you made me spill was making the idea of facing her sort of tolerable."
Haley snatched the plastic cup out of Fallon's hand and tossed it into a nearby receptacle. "I'm sure you're no treat to live with either. Go back to your room before you fall overboard. You can thank me for saving your life when you sober up," she said, and walked away.
"Yeah, you better run," Fallon called after her. "If I had sea legs, I'd put one of them up your butt." That didn't come out right, but I know you know what I meant.
"This is walking, not running, dumbass," Haley said, and shot Fallon the finger without looking back. She took the first flight of stairs up and kept going. Haley knew the observation deck of the ship very well. She'd already spent a night up there after being locked out of her room while Erin had her world rocked. She sank down onto a lounge chair and resisted the urge to scream.
You got locked out again?"
"Hey, Sam," Haley said listlessly. "I guess you did too, huh?"
"I'd rather sleep out here than sleep in the bunk above the guy I like in bed with someone else."
Sam Thornton dropped an armload of towels and a backpack onto a chair.
"I snagged these from the pool deck, and I'll share with you."
"Thank you," Haley said when Sam handed her three folded towels. "I ran into a drunk woman, and she spilled her drink all over me. I'm not only homeless for the night, I'm also cold and wet."
"Let me go get you one of my t-shirts."
"No, don't. Please, it's okay. The towels are perfect," Haley said and smiled at Sam. "You're a really sweet guy, and Tyler screwed up."
"Thanks, but I should have told Tyler how I felt before we got on the ship."
Sam sank down onto the lounge chair next to Haley's.
"Then again, I dropped a million hints. He knew. I'm not the guy he wants. It's that simple."
He opened his backpack, pulled out two bottles of water, and handed Haley one.
"I packed extra in case you were up here again."
"Oh, I wish you were older and a lesbian," Haley said with a laugh. Sam smiled.
"Is your hunt for a playmate coming up zilch too?"
"My hunt has been a little lackluster. I did meet a woman and we had a couple of drinks in the bar by the pool. We talked for hours and she was fun and engaging, but Haley shook her head. "There was nothing there. I didn't feel any attraction to her."
"Are you getting over someone?"
Sam asked as he pulled a napkin full of cookies from his bag. "I shouldn't be. I've been single for over a year now." Haley stared up at the night sky above them. I guess I still compare everyone I meet with my ex. She was everything I wanted until she decided that I wasn't what she wanted.
I've never had a broken heart, but I can tell you if the disappointment I felt when Tyler chose EJ over me is anything like it, I don't want to fall in love.
Sam shrugged.
I don't know what I'm missing, right?
I think you're better off that way, Haley said and accepted a cookie. Where did you get these?
From the buffet. I have these, too.
Sam pulled a cup full of strawberries and grapes from his bag.
A man needs sustenance when he camps out. I think your ex is a dumb shit because you're pretty hot when you smile. That's a big compliment coming from a gay guy.
So I'm ugly when I'm not smiling? Haley asked with a laugh.
No, you're still hot, but you have a look that says don't fuck with me when you're not smiling. You remind me of my mom. Y'all kind of look alike. She has dark hair and blue eyes, too, and she gets that line right here.
Sam pointed to the spot between his brows.
When she's not smiling. Oh, wait, you don't look as old as she does, though, he quickly corrected. I mean, I could be older than you.
You're not, Haley said with a smile, and studied Sam's youthful face and bright blue eyes when he swept his blonde bangs from them with a shake of his head. You're 24.
25.
I'm 10 years ahead of you, Haley said and bit into her cookie.
So, like, when I was searching my upper lip for hair, you were already in college.
Are you determined to make me feel old? Haley asked dryly. Sam laughed.
Oops. Insert abrupt subject change. Hey, you want to do something tomorrow? Like a dumbass, I bought 2 tickets for a zip line adventure because Tyler said it was something he wanted to try when we set up this trip. It sounds like a lot of fun. We'll zip, then we'll take a boat to a reef to snorkel.
Haley hadn't gone on any excursions because she didn't have anyone to go with. She wasn't exactly thrilled with going on a zip line, but she wasn't about to pass up the offer of Sam's company. Sure, she said with a smile. I'll pay you for the ticket, and I'll buy you lunch.
That's already included. If I meet a cute guy, you can tell him how wonderful and sweet I am.
Absolutely, Haley said with a nod as she grabbed a grape. I'll be your wingwoman.
I'll throw your roommate overboard when we get to port if you want me to, Sam offered with a smile.
I'd like the pleasure of doing that myself. This is the last time I'll ever room with someone I barely know.
How'd you end up with her?
Erin is my best friend's cousin. My friends Cindy and Terry were supposed to be on this trip with us, but Terry's mother fell and broke her hip, so they had to cancel at the last minute. I'd met Erin once or twice, so I thought it would be okay to travel with her. Cindy didn't want me to cancel either because she and Terry bought me this trip for my birthday, so I felt like I couldn't refuse, Haley explained with a sigh.
When is your birthday?
Sam asked. Yesterday. Sam piled a grape and a strawberry atop a cookie and handed it to Haley.
Tomorrow I'll find you a real cake, but this will do for now. Happy birthday, Haley.
Thank you. Haley pretended to blow out the candle and ate the cookie and fruit in one bite. Chapter 2. The next morning, Fallon awoke to a knock. She pulled on a robe, wondering where Leanne was, since she was the one who arranged for breakfast to be brought to their room each day to avoid the dining room.
Good morning, Fallon said as she opened their stateroom.
The smile on the steward's face transformed into a look of surprise. Then his smile promptly returned.
Good morning,
he said as he brought in the breakfast tray and set it on the table near the bed. Fallon noticed when she tipped him he was staring at her, oddly.
After he left, she said, I'm sure you know breakfast is here. Leanne?
When there was no response, she opened the door and found the bathroom empty, except for an envelope. When Angela opened the door to her stateroom, Fallon stomped inside and went off on a tirade.
She got off the boat. She took all my toiletries and my underwear and she wrote on my face. She didn't bother to tell me she was leaving. She wrote it in this shitty little whiny-ass letter.
Fallon shook the paper in her hand.
I wanted to swim with the stingrays and the caimans, but I stayed on the ship with her to make her happy, and
I'm the ass? She pouted and acted like an asshole since we left New Orleans, and I'm the ass? I've got no underwear. I can't even brush my teeth, but I'm the ass?
Angela and Mandy stared in stunned silence at the word ass scrawled across Fallon's forehead in thick black letters.
What did you suppose she used to write that? Angela finally asked.
Doesn't matter, Fallon snapped.
Angela nodded.
Yeah, because if it's indelible ink, it might not be easy to scrub off.
I have some makeup remover cream. It'll get anything off.
Mandy stepped into the bathroom and handed Angela a container and a washcloth.
I'm gonna go down to the gift shop and do a little shopping for you, Fallon, and let y'all talk. Do you have any product requests?
Fallon's shoulders sagged as her anger began to fade.
Whatever deodorant you can find, a toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, and hairstyling gel.
Thank you, Mandy. I'll do my best. Mandy kissed Angela and hurried out the door.
Leanne had to steal your toothbrush after you ate a mountain of onion rings? How cruel,
Angela said dryly.
For everyone.
I'm not in the mood for jokes yet. Fallon slapped her hands on her hips. She better be glad she made it off the ship before I woke up. I swear I would have thrown her luggage into the water.
Angela motioned to the bed.
Sit down and let's see if I can clean you up.
When Fallon sat, Angela grabbed her phone and snapped a picture.
Really?
Fallon asked with a scowl.
Evidence.
Angela shrugged.
You might need it for something. Get this shit off my head, please. What did the letter say?
Angela asked as she opened the cream and dabbed the cloth in it. She said I was too immature and self-centered to appreciate all that she did for me. I wish she would have stated what that was, because I don't have a clue. I know I paid a shitload of bills, took off work to run her errands, took her on just about every trip she wanted to go on. She didn't cook or do the laundry, so I guess I failed to appreciate the fact that she laid so well on the couch.
This is coming off, Angela said as she scrubbed Fallon's skin. Good.
Thanks. Fallon blew out a heavy breath. She said I need to get my things from her place the day after I get back. Will you help me move?
Of course. I know you didn't take furniture to her place, so what's there besides your clothes?
Fallon thought for a moment.
Laptop, my sketch stuff, pictures, and general junk, I guess. It won't take long. At least you still have your apartment. And your head is clean now.
Angela patted Fallon on the shoulder.
It's a good thing you noticed your branding before anyone else did.
Fallon laughed sardonically.
Well, actually, I didn't. The steward who delivered the breakfast tray saw it first. Then when I came here, I crossed paths with a woman who I had words with last night when she ran into me and made me spill my drink. She took one look at me, held up a thumb, and kept on walking.
There aren't a lot of people going on this excursion, Haley observed as she and Sam waited at the back of the line to board the bus. Sam shrugged and looked up at the gathering clouds.
I guess that's because it's the rainy season and this excursion ranks high on the adventure scale.
Well, if it ranks high, I would think more people will want to do it.
Oh.
Sam shook his head.
No, that's not what I meant. I should have asked this before, but you don't have any heart or health issues, do you?
No, Haley replied slowly.
Why?
The adventure scale works like this. Level 1 is family friendly. Level 2 may require something like the ability to swim, and 3 is more like make sure your life insurance policy is up to date.
Sam laughed at the expression on Haley's face.
It's safe, otherwise the cruise line wouldn't sponsor it.
Haley nodded with a weak smile and wondered what she'd gotten herself into. Have you ever ziplined before?
Oh, yeah. My first time was over a gorge, and when I saw the drop-off, I almost pissed myself. I kept hearing my dad in my head bitching about all the adventures he passed on, and he's too old to do now. I don't want to be griping about the same thing, so I did it. And it was amazing.
The most daring thing I have ever done was to go on this cruise after my best friend Cindy and her girlfriend had to back out. This hasn't been a pleasant experience. It could be an omen, Haley said with a worried expression.
Sam laughed.
You're so funny.
Excuse me, is this the bus for the extreme zip line thing?
A guy asked as he walked over to where Sam and Haley stood. Haley noticed that Sam's voice was a little deeper when he replied.
Yeah, it is. Great, I'm Aiden. Nice to meet you. I'm Sam, and this is my friend Haley.
Pleasure to meet you, Aiden, Haley said with a smile.
You too. None of my friends wanted to do this, and it's not really all that extreme, according to the pictures I saw. Instead of being in a harness, we'll be strapped into some kind of little chair thing, and the line has an automatic braking system. My grandma could handle that.
Aiden grinned.
She would have, if she'd been on this cruise.
When Sam and Aiden began to talk about a rock climbing excursion in Mexico they thought was lame, Haley heard her father's voice in her head, too.
Haley, a sensible person weighs risk. If you touch the handle on that teeter-totter, you will collect all the germs deposited by mucus-wiping children before you. Not to mention, that thing is a brain or bone injury waiting to happen. If you fell off, the seat could crush your head. You could die that easily.
Haley heard her mother's voice. Michael, she's 8. Her skull cap isn't even fused. Let the child play.
After you, my lady.
Haley blinked and came back to the present. Sam was smiling at her and gesturing for her to get on the bus. Her knee-jerk reaction was to tell Sam she'd changed her mind. But then she heard her own inner voice imploring her to live a little because she'd never dared to get on a teeter-totter. She climbed on the bus with her knees knocking and quickly chose a seat. She was surprised that Sam sat next to her after the way he looked at Aiden.
Do you want me to tell Aiden how great you are? She asked softly.
Hell yes, did you see his arms?
Sam whispered.
Oh yeah, even as a lesbian I noticed and appreciated those. There were signs all over the waiting area for this bus, and he knew he was in the right place. He just wanted to talk to you.
Sam glanced over his shoulder at Aiden, who picked a seat not far behind them.
I hope you're right, because he is cute.
We made it, a woman said loudly as she raced onto the bus, stuffing her long blonde hair through the hole in the back of her ball cap. She was forced to wait at the top of the steps when someone spilled the contents of her bag into the aisle ahead of her.
Do you think she's cute?
Sam asked. I'm not really attracted to blondes, Haley said as she watched the woman take the hand of another woman with dark hair coming up the steps of the bus. She doesn't appear to be single either. When the aisle was clear, the blonde and her partner moved on, and another woman climbed the steps behind them. Haley noticed her very dark hair, closely cropped on one side and long and wavy on the other, framing her jawline. The name Fallon popped in her head as she suddenly remembered the woman introducing herself after their collision. Haley groaned when Fallon met her gaze and recognition filled her dark eyes. Fallon cocked her head and smiled, but she didn't say anything as she passed Haley and Sam.
The one with the really cool haircut was smiling at you,
Sam whispered.
That's the woman who spilled her drink on me last night, and I forgot to mention she smelled like onions, Haley said with disgust. That hairstyle screams, look at me, I think I'm cool.
My sister's hair is cut like that, and I did it.
Haley's eyes flew open wide. You're a hairdresser?
Yep,
Sam said, looking a little perturbed. Oops, Haley said with a laugh. I'm sure it's very cool on your sister.
Even as a gay man, I can appreciate a good-looking woman, and she is one. She smelled nice when she passed, no hint of onion, and I like the sea turtle tattoo on her ankle. I think you should forgive her and see where that leads.
I've never dated a woman with a tattoo, Haley said thoughtfully.
What? How many women have you dated?
Sam asked loudly.
Dude! Sorry,
Sam whispered.
I thought everybody had a tat. I've got an eagle on my back. Do you at least have any piercings?
My ears. Sam looked at Haley as though she was from another planet.
Oh, honey, you've got to get some ink.
While standing in line, the group was given a class on zip lining safety. Haley learned what not to touch and to always face forward, but that was all she heard. She was distracted by the mud she was standing in, the dark clouds overhead, and the growing dread over what she was about.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?